This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 29th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we learn what proposed liquefied natural gas export facilities could mean for the state, and how a legendary culinary foundation and the city of Bentonville are working together.
Those stories and more, but first, it's official. The Madison County Clerk has certified enough signatures to put the question of alcohol sales on the November ballot. Robert Barton of Keep the Money in Madison County says that a vote on the issue has been a long time coming.
We feel pretty good. I mean, our intent all along was to primarily get the issue on the ballot so that the people in the county could have their say on it. We just felt like after 66 years or whatever it was time for people that were living here now to have something to say about it. And now that we've got it on the ballot, we're expecting that people in Madison County will decide what they want to do. If they decide they want to remain dry, then so be it. We'd obviously like to see that different, but if that's what the people in the county want, then at least we got our vote. We'll be happy.
Barton says that the group collected about 3,400 verified signatures for the ballot measure, about 300 more than were needed.
The city of Tawnytown will likely have to start its own police force in the near future. This comes after Sheriff Tim Helder has stated his intentions to end a protection contract between the Sheriff's Department and the city. Currently, the Washington County Sheriff's Office provides patrols through the city on a contract basis, but Mayor Tommy Granata says the police coverage wouldn't end abruptly if the contract is ultimately closed.
Once they get it cleared through their governing body, which would be the Quorum Court, we have a six-month clause in the contract with them, a six-month clause to disengage, to get out. So they won't leave us high and dry, wouldn't leave us high and dry, and that's the same. So it's more or less gives us time to get set up and to make the transition as smooth as possible.
Granada says the ground-up creation of a new police department doesn't happen very often anymore.
It's kind of interesting. It'll be interesting to get it set up and get it running in a functional way. And Tawnytown has got a lot of following. I suspect there will be a number of applicants for a police chief, and that's probably what I will suggest to the council that we do first, is go out and put applications out for a police chief, and then probably the help of that person in the council, I would imagine, and the mayor will probably start the birth of the department and take steps to take care of it from there.
Granada says Helder has not yet taken the issue to the Quorum Court for approval, but if it passes, the deputies that currently patrol Tawnytown could be absorbed into other positions in the Sheriff's Department.
The United Way of Northwest Arkansas will attempt to raise more money this year for area nonprofit agencies than last year. The organization held three kickoff events across Benton and Washington counties yesterday and announced a $3.9 million goal for the 2012-2013 campaign. That represents a $100,000 increase over last year's successful $3.8 million campaign. Organizers say many area nonprofits have been challenged by recent economic troubles.
The Arkansas Arts Council has announced its 2013 recipients of Individual Artist Fellowship Awards. Of nine recipients in three categories, three are from the Northwest Arkansas area. Catherine Murdoch of Greenland received a fellowship for music composition in the Western classical tradition. Mary Elsie Robertson of Winslow received a literary arts fellowship for novel writing. And Stephanie Pierce of Fayetteville received a fellowship for painting and visual arts. The fellowships are $4,000 apiece and are awarded to individuals so they can set aside time to improve their skills.
The Washington County Fair is underway. Last night was the first night, and the Arkansas Department of Health wants fairgoers to be cautious around pigs at fairs across the state. The department has issued a warning about a new strain of swine flu that has been found in pigs and humans in a number of states. No cases have been confirmed so far in Arkansas, but the department reminds fairgoers to wash their hands before and after exposure to animals and not to eat, drink, or take food into animal areas.
Students at a Northwest Arkansas boarding school were sent home yesterday as a precaution after several siblings who attend the school contracted what Arkansas health officials say look like measles. Dr. Gary Wheeler with the Arkansas Department of Health says they're still waiting on test results, but the symptoms match the measles. He says the siblings weren't immunized against the disease, and neither were their classmates who were sent home.
So we would recommend that people really across the state. We're constantly reminding people to verify their measles vaccine status and become immunized if they have not been.
Dr. Wheeler says the sibling who contracted the disease recently returned from a trip to Europe, where there is a heightened risk of contracting measles for those who haven't been vaccinated.
Arkansas's 2nd District Congressman Tim Griffin spoke yesterday at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. During his speech, he brought up the debate over a proposed pipeline project and its connection to the state.
In Little Rock, we have a company with over 500 miles of pipe ready for the Keystone Pipeline. But that pipe is sitting in a stack because President Obama says, "You can't build that. We can do better."
Congressman Griffin also suggested President Obama has no idea how to solve the nation's problems, comparing him to a man who is lost but won't stop to ask for directions. Today, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is scheduled to address the convention.
In sports, the Razorback volleyball team remains undefeated after beating Tulsa in a 3-set sweep last night at Barnhill Arena. The Razorbacks have won 4 matches, and they take their first road trip of the season this weekend to compete in the Adidas Michigan Challenge in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Competing teams include Central Michigan, Maryland Baltimore County, and the host team, 22-ranked Michigan.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night continued their downhill slide toward the end of the season. They lost to the Arkansas Travelers 12-2. The Nats' 4th loss in a row. They'll play the 2nd of the 4-game series against the Travelers tonight at 7:10 at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock.
Tonight, expect clear skies with a low of 63 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 73 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high in the low to mid-90s. Tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. The chance of rain in the River Valley is 60%. Lows across the area will be in the low to mid-70s.